This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Marco Rubio had a very, very bad night. And personally, I'd call for him to drop out of the race. I think it's time now that he drop out of the race. I really think so.
All right, Dick, your take, sir. Welcome aboard on where we are on the day before a bunch of primaries and 2 days after a bunch of primaries.
Well, there's very significant evidence, Steve, over the last 48 hours that Trump's vote may be imploding significantly. When you analyze the predicted results in Virginia, Georgia, and Alabama on Super Tuesday, as against the actual results, Trump lost a lot of support. The last poll in Virginia had him winning by 14, and he only won by 3. And then, when you look at the results on Saturday in Kentucky and Louisiana and in Kansas, Trump's vote share seems to have really dropped in the last couple of hours before the voting. So we need to look at Michigan tonight to see if Trump is genuinely imploding. Now, if Trump is, that could set up a really four-way race, a diminished Donald Trump against a Kasich who won Ohio, a Rubio who won Florida, and a Cruz who won everything else. And that could be a very interesting phenomenon, and Trump would be like the flaming blue hole, black hole that dies and releases votes as it goes down.
Well, you know, this is Dick Morris, who is working hard to regain some credibility. I think there's some correct observation there in that you know, people are looking at and saying, well, he didn't win by the biggest margins that he thought. I think maybe he was hurt a bit by the, you know, by the debate. People want, it's at a point where Trump needs to be a little bit more, would you say presidential? And when he gets into these little pithy matches with Marco and calling him names and, and some of the language in that, I think it's turning people off. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, is this really Trump's vote imploding, though, or is it the GOP kind of imploding due to the Trump factor here? You know, I mean, I guess I can't really tell, you know.
You're right. I mean, but something definitely is happening, and it may be, you know, this is why I drew mention to what Ronald Reagan had said earlier about the 11th Commandment, about, you know, not speaking ill of your fellow Republicans.
Sure.
I think
sure.
Some of this is starting to wear. And, you know, to Hillary's point and even Bernie Sanders' point is, you know, look at those knuckleheads on the other side, the way they're contesting, you know, for the presidency.
Sure.
Is it consistent with what we would expect out of this, this office?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a problem that I've actually had with Trump all along here, I guess. Scott, what do you think? I mean, I think that this sort of thing doesn't bother you quite as much as it does me, but, I've wanted him to be a little more presidential through the whole thing, I guess.
Well, the problem I have with it is that it's become pretty much basically name calling. It's you're talking about hand size or how big somebody is, as opposed to actually getting to the issues of what it is. And I think that's where the breakdown has happened. And I think that it's not so much that people aren't supporting Trump; they might not be going out because they don't feel they have to. I mean, they might already feel that they haven't won.
Sure.
Well, and that's
sure.
Interesting because he's definitely pulling numbers. I mean, look what's happening to the Democrats. That's what they're worried about, is that, you know, you've got a lot less Democrats going out and voting as well. So I'm sure that's concerning, you know, for them. But here it is tonight. We've got 150 Republican delegates up for grabs, 179 for Democratic delegates. course, the big prize is Michigan, and we'll be talking more about that. Stay with us, America. It is 4 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got Justin Danhoff, General Counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, as well as the Director of the Center's Free Enterprise Project. Justin previously worked as a research associate with the National Center for Public Policy Research from 08 to 09. And prior to joining the National Center for Public Research, Justin worked in the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office in the Economic Crimes and Cyber Crimes Division. Justin, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here to give us an update. You've been holding them honest. You've been taking on the CEOs of Apple and Disney and John Deere during their respective shareholder meetings, just asking them, hey, well, you know, what gives? You know, are the things and the money that you're directing, is it consistent with the values that you've been sharing with your shareholders?
Yeah, so, thanks for having me on, as always, Bill. A little bit, quick reminder to folks out there about what we do at the Free Enterprise Project. We're one of these conservative groups where we don't think activism is a dirty word. We actually like activism. So where we see corporate America reducing individual freedoms and liberty, we step in and we do something about it. So recently I was at the Apple shareholder meeting, for example. What's Apple been in the news for? They've been in the news for the, FBI encryption issue, but Apple's also been very heavily involved in this anti-religious freedom issue, where, states have been, attempting to pass laws known as religious freedom restoration laws, and about 30 states and the federal government have religious freedom laws. Well, in 2015, when Indiana and Arkansas tried to pass similar laws that have been on the books for decades in other states, well, the liberal media lost its collective mind, what little it had left. But what we saw as strange was that corporate America jumped on this bandwagon as well, and it was led by Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. He penned an op-ed in the Washington Post calling these laws essentially hatred and bigotry. Well, that's not what these laws are about. These laws simply say if the government's going to pass a law that infringes on your personal religious liberty or my personal religious liberty, the government has to show a compelling interest why it's passing that law. And if it can't show a compelling interest, it can't pass the law. And if it can reach the compelling interest in another way without the law, it's supposed to do that. That's all religious freedom laws are. Mm-hmm. And so we went to the Apple shareholder meeting and said, look, Mr. Cook, you wrote this op-ed on behalf of Apple. First of all, you're lying. And, so don't lie on behalf of all of us investors, please. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And second of all, you're a hypocrite. Apple operates in 17 nations where homosexuality is flat illegal. In four nations, you can be put to death for a homosexual act. I don't think anybody, is comparing what happens to homosexuals in Tehran, Iran, to what happens in Indianapolis, Indiana. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's, you know, so we decided we should go there and hold Mr. Cook's feet to the fire, so to speak, because we don't think that, you know, corporate America really has a role in the debates over the constitutional law issues regarding religious freedom.
And what did he say, Justin?
Well, what was so interesting is, you know, Mr. Cook is a, you know, very vocal opponent, you might want to say, to what the National Center has proposed year after year at Apple. This year, Mr. Cook sat silent and refused to give a response, which actually spoke volumes. It's quite possible that our goal of, you know, removing Apple and some of corporate America from these discussions succeeded because Mr. Cook refused to defend his op-ed or his actions.
Interesting.
So that's, you know, that was an important victory there. And then, as I mentioned also, I've been, you know, on the road quite a bit, racking up those frequent flyer miles. I've also, in the last 2 weeks, been at the shareholder meetings of both Disney and John Deere.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yes. So with John Deere, just really quickly, for, you know, about the past 8 or 9 years, we've seen a huge uptick in liberal shareholder activism where they will submit shareholder proposals to corporations trying to get them to disassociate from everything they seem that liberals deem to be conservative. So we see proposals telling corporations they need to get out of the Chamber of Commerce because the Chamber of Commerce is, you know, this right-wing evil, you know, hate group. The American Legislative Exchange Council, you know, corporations need to disassociate. And what we've seen is corporations going along with these liberal shareholder proposals. So we decided, wait a minute, you know, John Deere, you're one of these corporations that actually has followed what the liberals have been telling you to do for years. For example, they dropped out of the American Legislative Exchange Council at a time when activist groups such as Color of Change were denouncing Alec and making false accusations that Alec had racist activities. And John Deere jumped on board, dropped its membership. John Deere also fought through a lobbying group for cap and trade on carbon emissions in the United States, a very, very left-wing policy that would have harmed all Americans economically.
Exactly.
And so we submitted a proposal and said, hey, you claim to be a free market group, you know, you got the iconic brand, everyone thinks John Deere, they think Americana. Well, we're going to kind of pull the curtain back and show all of your investors and the American public what you've actually been up to. And I think that we're going to open a lot of eyes. And I think that, you know, if you're going to have a website that claims that you believe in free market capitalism and you support, you know, the, you know, industry growth and competition, well, we want your activities to align with your, you know, policy statement.
Exactly.
And
exactly. These, yeah. Walk the walk.
Do not.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was their response?
Well, the shareholders were very receptive. You know, management claims that, you know, we try our best and, you know, it's a complicated world out there and there's lots of issues. But in the end, management opposed our proposal. So, you know, the management is still resistant to this type of change, but a lot of investors in the room were very receptive. And so we think our message is spreading and we hope it reaches up to management and that they, you know, they hear the wisdom sooner rather than later.
Exactly. Yeah, because what's going to happen is some people are going to start, you know, voting with their money, and they're going to go find another tractor to buy.
Well, or other stock. Exactly right. You know, that's why a lot of what we do at the, you know, Free Enterprise Project is education, because, you know, our proposal, I guarantee you there's, you know, hundreds if not thousands of investors that learned about lots of the very progressive activities of John Deere who just always assumed otherwise, right?
Mm, yeah, exactly.
And so that's, you know, and coming on your show, I get to spread the message even further, so I really appreciate that.
Well, exactly. So tell us about Disney now. You confronted them as well.
Yeah, so very briefly, with, you know, Disney, we had a couple issues, but one issue I brought up was following up. I've been to the Disney meeting for a couple of years consecutively now. And 3 years ago, I asked Mr. Iger, the CEO of Disney, one of the highest-paid CEOs in the world, what was going on with ABC News and some comments on ESPN, which is also owned by Disney, which, you know, the American public largely see as having a liberal bias. Now, you know, at the time, he said we had a problem and we're working on it. So this year I asked, you know, can you give me one example of what you've done? And he basically denied ever admitting there was a bias problem.
Oh, wow.
And clearly he's done nothing.
Wow. Well, you know, you got to hold their feet to the fire and keep them honest. And Justin Danhof has been doing that, whether it has to do with Disney or Apple or John Deere. Great work there, Justin. Appreciate the report. Justin Danhof on Bill Martinez Live. It's 14 after the top of the hour.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new Phenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new Phenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new Phenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby, too, on the lonely night. I love you, baby.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I guess you get the picture now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Welcome back. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're now coming at you Monday through Friday from 9 to noon. 3 hours now every day on the GCN radio network. And in this third hour coming up, we're going to be opening up the phone lines. You know, give you a chance to chime in. Let us know your thoughts based on the conversations of the day with whether it's open the books or viral videos or what Dan Perkins had to share with us. So, and we've got some more enlightenment to share with you. So the phone lines will be open up. You can make a note of this number, 877-317-6432. That's 877-317-6432. And that will be coming up in hour three today of Bill Martinez Live. So just about 20 minutes right now after the top of the hour. And our next guest, I've been looking forward to speaking with him for quite a while. In fact, we kind of crossed paths in Nashville here a couple of weeks ago. And I'm glad that, you know, he had to go to Spain, I guess, for a little bit. But he's back in the States. Roque Baños is with us. And he is the acclaimed composer who scored Sony Pictures' epic biblical drama, Risen. Roque, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Very good. Thank you. First of all, I have to apologize. I know I don't have to, but I have a little bit of stuttering thing. So if I'm not really fluid, that's me. So.
Well, Roque, not a problem whatsoever. I mean, between the two of us, I'm dealing with a little bit of a cold myself that I got in Nashville. And so, you know, but hey, we'll get through this. But I'm, you know, more importantly, people are rather interested. I mean, congratulations on Risen. I mean, this is one of those movies we've been talking about that it came up. And when it came out, it's so brilliantly done. And for you as a composer to be able to score the music to this epic biblical drama had to be a real privilege for you, right?
Thank you, Bill. Yes. It has been really nice to work with the director, Kevin Reynolds. And I actually always wanted to do an epic movie like this, that tells one of the most incredible stories of human history. I myself, I'm a believer, and I, you know, and I always wanted to put music to that that moment. Mm-hmm. And when I got this call, I was extremely happy, and I put all my heart on it.
Oh, you can tell, Roque, that you did. Now, I want to make sure people understand. I mean, you have successfully navigated your scoring career both in Spain and internationally up to date. You've had an impressive 14 award wins, 29 award nominations, recently earning a 2015 Gaudi Award, which is the Spanish equivalent of the Oscar for Best Original Score to the movie El Nino that was released in 2014. So for you, you know, being a believer, quite an honor to score this epic biblical movie, Risen. And then on top of that, Roque, you get to do your work out of Apple Studios. Boy, that's got to be a real privilege as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I really feel fortunate like I said to work with these people and to do such an incredible story. it has been very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you were putting the soundtrack together, as you mentioned, Roque, that Kevin first asked you to focus more on the general atmosphere that put us in the exact time location. So, you know, this is epic in so many ways, but as a conductor, as a composer, you're creating music and having to imagine yourself at that time. And, you know, that's real special. I mean, that's just something that just doesn't happen overnight. I mean, this is a process, isn't it?
That was a very interesting thing that we did. First of all, we wanted to, like you just said, we wanted to give the sense to the audience of where we are. And when, what has been the sounds that these people would hear in that time, and then put it together and do some, and do music out of it. So I was doing a search like of sounds from the desert, like the sand, the wind, you know, the also the sound of crushing metals you know, that they might come like from the shores. So we created an atmosphere that I think it fitted really well with the situation.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, it is absolutely extraordinary, Roque, how you came up with these different sounds and to have the imagination, you know, spurred on by director Kevin Reynolds. And Kevin, of course, known for directing Robin Hood and Waterworld. And here you are, you're working with extraordinary talent, but you yourself to have the imagination, as you say, to create the environment, go back during that period of time and say, what kind of sounds and the use of ancient string and wood instruments is just absolutely brilliant the way you brought these all together.
Thank you. Yeah, that was really fun too. Like to mix modern music because all the harmony process and the melodies are like modern, but mixed with all these ancient instruments and the sounds and all that. I believe, you know, it is a special way of putting feelings.
Exactly.
Time,
well,
you know,
it, no doubt, Roque Baños has been with us, the acclaimed composer, the epic biblical drama Risen on Bill Martinez Live.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I have maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-in-a-chew weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-in-a-chew could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
faith leaders everywhere are filled with praise for the young Messiah. Dr. Ted Baer calls it an exhilarating family experience.
You seek a family from Nazareth with a boy named Jesus.
Focus on the Family calls it a remarkable movie.
Why did God choose me? What if I'm not strong enough?
And Hugh Hewitt raves. It's a spectacular movie that should not be missed.
He's just a child.
He is not just a child.
The Young Messiah. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online in any one of the 270 markets that Bill Martinez Live comes to you, whether it's over cable radio, television, network, WWCR, shortwave, smartphone, but whatever you do, just join us. It's good to have you along with us. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and it's time for Bethany Blankley, who's back with us, holds a graduate and undergraduate degrees in theology and political science, senior editor for Constitution.com, her syndicated show, America's Betrayal, can be heard on Conservative Review Radio, WAAR Radio. Bethany, always good to have you with us. How you doing, lady?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
And well, I want to talk about your latest paper here, the Betrayal Papers, based on Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution and its definition of treason. So what prompted you to write the Betrayal Papers?
Well, there was a group of us who are all concerned citizens and either activists, writers, journalists, reporters, former government employees, veterans, all of these different things. And we're very concerned about the fact that there are movements within our government, within our education system, within leaders at all levels, state, local, federal, who have been here since 1968, who are tied to a movement to fundamentally transform North America. Exactly. To fundamentally transform the United States of America, Canada, all of North America, and they knew it would take several generations. They are patient, persistent, and their plan is to slowly but surely implement what is known as civilization jihad. And what that is it's a term that's used within the context of the Muslim Brotherhood plan for transforming North America, which is you have several phases of Islam to infiltrate a culture, to come through immigration and procreate. They have 8 children to our 1. And slowly but surely, the more, the greater the population, the greater change in various neighborhoods takes place, implementing and demanding all kinds of compliance with Sharia law.
Right. Well, Bethany, some of the terms you use are quite starking because it reminds us of the words that we've heard from President Obama.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of the way this works for the most. OK, so the Muslim Brotherhood, by the way, think of the Muslim Brotherhood as an umbrella. And underneath the umbrella are all of the other terrorist groups, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Boko Haram. They're all underneath the overarching umbrella of the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Muslim Brotherhood is designed to create a regional caliphate, which is a rule by 12 imams or 12 teachers, and they are going to implement laws known as Sharia, and Islam means submission. So the laws and the rules are according to the Quran, and the Quran is going to be instituted as the law of the land, not the Constitution. And that's why you hear people saying they want halal food in their schools. They want halal food in prison systems. They want to teach inclusiveness. They want to teach how they're wearing a hijab is cool. And so there are certain ideological things that take place to make a culture become more adapted to accepting a norm, and slowly but surely it's designed to actually take over. And the more immigrants that are in a particular neighborhood, they're able to actually make substantive changes.
And we already see that happening in various cities right now, right? Whether it's New York or Minnesota or other places where we hear. And I believe there's a city in New York that said that they are Sharia compliant. That is the law of their city, which I think is quite astounding.
That's Islamburg, which is in the Catskills. And then South Carolina, they also have one called Holy Islamville. They're both Sharia compliant. But you can also have Sharia compliant neighborhoods, which are known as no-go zones. And mostly those are neighborhoods that are Muslim majority. And you're not going to find any minorities, and the minorities are not going to be welcome.
Right.
And they'll start having Sharia police to dictate how women are dressed in public. And right now, in the United States of America, within these Muslim enclaves, women are not allowed to leave their home. They're not allowed to leave their home if they don't have permission from their husband or their father. And so Pamela Geller and some others have been doing these public service campaigns on buses, on the radio, to tell girls that they have rights, to tell women they have rights in this country, that there are also missionaries I know who have gone into the inner cities. They're teaching women secretly, either meeting in their home, or the women are able to sneak out and meet them, and they're teaching them how to read. There are women my age who are 40 years old who do not know how to read. The majority of, this is very important, the majority of Muslim, more than 50% of Muslim women, Arab women specifically, cannot read. The majority of Muslims throughout the over 100 countries that they're in, the majority of them do not have access to the internet. They don't have education. They don't have computers. And so what I have said to people is that I'm very much anti-Islam. Islam is an evil, totalitarian, political, encompassing ideology that is similar to Stalinism or Nazism. And the people who are most harmed are women and children. And so I try to speak about educating people about what Islam is, to liberate the women and the children who are the most oppressed. And so I don't like to lump all Muslims together and say that all Muslims are bad, because there are many women and children, specifically young girls, and in America, who are being killed by their father or brother or uncle or someone because they're too Western. And
well,
so
Bethany, but, you know, to your point, though, you know, I understand all that, but my question is, where is the rest of the Muslim community, you know, that claims to be moderate, that says, hey, we want to assimilate in the United States of America? You know, it's like they're happy to have their territory, but meanwhile, they know the radicalization of Muslims is occurring here within the United States. What do they expect to happen?
Okay.
Do they think that this is going to
no
go on?
Thing. Well, okay, so there is no such thing as a moderate Muslim. A Muslim is going to be silent, and they will use taqiyya, which is Quran-sanctioned deceit. They will lie. They are instructed to lie by Muhammad. You lie to the infidel. You lie to the non-believer so that you talk about how you're a peaceful religion and you want to get along with everybody. But that's only when you're in the minority. And the three phases mirror the three different stages of Muhammad's life. So in the very beginning, he was in the minority. He was living in the area of Saudi Arabia, in Medina, where he was in Mecca, then he fled to Medina, then he came back. So he was in this area. Now remember, back then there were over 290 pagan religions. And so he was living in a cave, isolated off and on for 20 years. And he believed that the angel Gabriel spoke to him and told him about this God named Allah, which is named after his father, okay? So he goes around telling people, and all these people who are practicing paganism or whatever, all of the people there are saying, you're crazy. And so they ran him out. They wanted to kill him, and he fled. So he had to talk about how this is a peaceful and loving religion, because he didn't want to be killed.
Okay, stop right there, Bethany. Let's pick it up, because we got to go to break here. We'll pick it up from right there. This is Bill Martinez. We're visiting with Bethany Blankley. And we got more from Bethany on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we'd love to hear from you. Get involved in the conversation. In fact, in just a few moments, in the third hour of Bill Martinez Live today, we're going to open up the phone lines. We want you to chime in. Let us know your thoughts. 877-317-6432. That's 877-317-6432. It is your turn to speak loud, speak proud. Let us know, you know, what you're thinking about, whether it's, you know, our conversation with Bethany Blankley. I mean, you know, maybe some of this stuff is a bit shocking to you, or maybe you already sense that something is so, you know, just radically wrong about our country. And that is one thing that's been coming out loud and clear, at least most recently. And that is, people are afraid that we're losing our country. When you hear these stories and you start thinking, wait a minute, we've got investigations in every state of the union because of radical Muslim activity, terrorist activity. This is serious stuff. I mean, and we have an administration that has been, you know, very Muslim sensitive, to the point that our national security is compromised. And this is why, you know, I believe the voting public has said, look at, enough with this stuff. We need to have somebody, even though he may be a bit caustic, you know, we want to have somebody that we sense is going to honor our U.S. Constitution and do the number one job that they've been elected for, and that is to protect for the common good and the defense of we the people. And this is not happening. And to Brittany's point, in her betrayal papers, you know, she cites Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. And I keep telling you, to me, the Constitution is such a brilliant document, and you need to spend at least one time a year, you know, for those of you that are beyond the school curriculum in that, spend at least a couple of moments with the Constitution and read it at least one time a year, even if it's on 4th of July, to appreciate what our founding fathers gave us. But this article that she speaks of here is, and I quote, "Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. The Congress shall have power to declare the punishment of treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attained." You know, this is from our U.S. Constitution. And Bethany, I mean, it makes it plain, doesn't it? And our country has been under attack for a number of years. You know, you cite since 1968. I think it goes back into the mid-19th century when we started to unravel and let go of some of those founding principles that were so critical to the foundation of our country.
Well, I think, Bill, you hit the nail on the head. The Constitution is the law of the land. It's either it is still the law or it isn't. And either the people in Congress uphold their oath to protect the Constitution and defend the Constitution, or they don't. And so you can, by the way, the betrayal papers people can read on my website, which is BethanyBlankley.com. And I go into some of them on in some of the columns. There's a section on Islam. There's also a section about treason, and the majority of Congress is guilty of treason. Every single person who voted and orchestrated and sent money, hundreds of billions of dollars to Iran, our sworn enemy, is guilty of treason. How clear can it be?
Exactly.
How much more clear can it be that we send money to a sworn enemy who says we are the great Satan and wants to destroy us?
It doesn't make sense, does it?
And so we have CARE in your state. In every state, there's something called CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. CARE has been designated as a terrorist organization by the United Arab Emirates, and it should be designated by the U.S. Congress. Instead, it's a nonprofit organization, as are several Islamic centers in your state, and they receive government money. No church receives government money, but mosques and Islamic centers do. And this is the issue I have, is for all of the people who want to go on and on about separation of church and state and the First Amendment and everything else, which, by the way, the separation of church and state is not in the third. It's not nowhere in the Constitution.
Of course it is.
It solely
right.
specifically talks about not establishing a religion to protect the church and to protect freedom of conscience, so that if I choose not to believe in your version of Christianity, I'm not going to be killed for it.
But unfortunately, Bethany, this is the thing that's so galling, is that statement, you know, separation of church and state, you know, progressives have sealed that up. It's a foregone conclusion. It's not open for debate any longer. That is something that they've misused and abused to such a degree that it's a false narrative. But
of course.
But we can't argue it.
Because, well, you know, you use it against them and you say, okay, fine, you want to talk about church and state? Then why are you teaching Islam in our public schools?
Exactly.
Why are you requiring children to learn the Shahada, which is like pledging allegiance to Hitler? It's like saying there is no God but one God, and Allah. There is but one God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. The Quran is our way, and the Quran is our path, and jihad is our way. Allahu Akbar, and Allahu Akbar just means that God is the greatest, meaning that there is no comparison. And my point is that if they want to talk about separation of church and state, then why is Islam in our public schools?
Where is that being, Bethany, where is that being taught? Where is that being taught in our public schools now?
Well, you have an entire, I've had parents send me pictures. It's in every level, in primary school to junior high to high school. In junior high, it's like 120 pages. It's supposed to be on Western civilization or Eastern civilization or world religions, and it's not. It's an entire semester on Islam. And a Marine veteran in Maryland went into his school and said, my son will not be taught Islam, and they forbid him from entering the school property, and now he's in a lawsuit with this school because they told him he can't come on the property. And the children are being penalized. If they opt out, the parents say, we don't want our child being taught Islam. We don't want our child having these instructions. We're not going to participate in this semester. We want to take them out and have them have an alternative study. Well, the school is now penalizing them. And what I say to parents is that the Supreme Court has ruled numerous times, according to the 14th Amendment, parents have the right to dictate how to educate their children. And this is what I want to emphasize to every single person. If the school board, if the principal, if the teacher says, this is what we're doing, the parents have the authority to override it and say no. The parents have the authority. The Constitution puts the education of the child to the parent. The superintendent, the school board, the principal, they all are employees and are dictated to by the parents. If anybody tells the parents, no, this is what we're doing, then they have every reason to be fired and sued. And so this is what this great Marine veteran is doing, because he said, I'm the parent. My child is going to public school. This is our tax dollars. You're the one who's been harping on separation of church and state. You're the one saying that we can't have Bibles, we can't pray in school, we can't even have silent prayer. We can't even do it on recess or in our free period. Instead, you're the one saying that we are going to ban Christianity, but now you're going to shove Islam down our throats. So where is the separation of church and state for you then?
Exactly.
And,
well,
and so
but the thing is, like,
that, by the way,
okay, go ahead.
Phase two of Islam. So there's the three phases, and you can read about this on my website, BethanyBlankley.com. You can read about all of the information of the Muslim Brotherhood organizations, because CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, is funded through the Muslim Brotherhood. They're the ones who are orchestrating this in your schools. They're the ones who are orchestrating that your supermarkets carry halal. They're the ones who are protesting that Subway not carry ham. They're the ones who are successfully getting schools to allow little girls to wear hijabs or to learn how to use head coverings. CARE is involved in every aspect of getting government funding to fund these things. So your tax dollars are paying for school trips of kids going to mosques. They're
so we the people, Bethany, have become complicit and treasonous.
Absolutely.
By virtue of allowing our government to abuse, public funding for something that counter opposes our own
Correct.
Constitution. This is insane.
What parents need to do, number one, with education, there's an opt-out form on constitution.com. There's an opt-out form on my website. If listeners want to contact you, I can send it to you. You can give it to them. There's an opt-out form for Common Core. It doesn't matter what your state says. You do not have to have your child participate in their testing or their data mining or any teaching of Islam. That's number one. The Constitution, the Supreme Court, the 14th Amendment, they all say that the parent has the overriding say about how their child should be educated. Number two, your state, that within the state government and the state constitution, you have an office. If it's the Secretary of State or if it's an Inspector General, there is a way to get rid of your elected officials. You don't have to wait till the next election to vote them out. If they have not upheld their oath to office, there is a way to make them held accountable. The third thing is that Christians should be, and this is why Christians should be involved in society. Not, we have a bigger obligation than to vote. We should be involved in terms of running for office ourselves. We should be involved in the local school board. We should be teaching our children at home, participating in as many different things in community as we can. And it's not just solely about evangelism. And yes, we want to bring people to know who Jesus Christ is. But how do we contribute to the flourishing of society?
Exactly. Well, Bethany, we only got about a couple seconds left here. The third phase, of course, is being full on Sharia. And, of course, you can go to her website and get more information. We will have it linked on our website as well. Bethany Blankley, I'm Bill Martinez. Bethany, thank you so much. Good stuff here. I really appreciate your participation. We've got more coming up this next hour. The phone lines are opened up. Let us know what you think. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.